Were you expecting someone? Katie leaned against her trunk.
I am, thank you.
I'm waiting for someone as well. I thought she'd be here on the stagecoach. He pulled out his watch and checked the time. Snapping the watch closed, he shoved it back in his pocket.
I'm rather disappointed. I don't like to be kept waiting.
Katie shrugged.
There were two other people on the trip with me, a lumberjack and a woman.
A woman? His eyebrows raised. Do you happen to know her name?
Melanie or something like that. I'm sorry, I don't recall.
His face pinched in annoyance. Do you know where she went?
No, I didn't see her leave.
The man furrowed his brow. You don't know much, do you? Katie's eyebrow lifted into her hair at his tone.
I've just arrived in town. How much do you think I could know?
The man snorted, exhaling loudly through his nose. He paced the wooden platform as if deciding what to do. Curiosity got the better of her.
Who are you waiting for?
My wife.
Oh, thank goodness. He wasn't waiting for her then. Well, I know the other lady in the coach was not married.
How about you?
Oh, no, I'm not married either. I know I have a difficult time remembering things, but I'm sure a man knows what his wife looks like.
The man scowled and opened his mouth to respond when another man dressed in plaid with dark wool pants came around the corner. Afternoon, Ezra, he said, opening the depot door. Afternoon, Chester, Ezra responded. I'm looking for my wife.
Katie pointed at Chester. Excuse me, are you in charge here?
Chester looked at her. Yes, ma'am. What can I do for you?
My basket was on the stage. Have you seen it?
The man shook his head. Nope. Is that your luggage? He asked, pointing to the trunk and carpet bag.
Yes, it is. She leaned forward and spoke softly. I had to use the privy, so the stage man said he would unload it for me.
That would be Stevens.
Where can I find Mr. Stevens?
The depot man pulled a watch out of his pocket. Probably at the livery, tending his team or headed to the hotel for a hot meal. Katie thought how wonderful a hot meal and a rest and a proper bed sounded. Maybe, once she met her intended, they would go to the hotel for supper.
Thank you.
Katie placed her hand on her carpet bag. She could feel buttons moving under her skirt.
I'll be back for the trunks, if you can just point me in the direction of the livery.
The man named Ezra moved closer to her, causing buttons to emit a low growl from beneath Katie's skirt. It's that way, Ezra said sharply. Now, my wife was due to arrive on the stage. Where is she? Chester scratched his head. What's her name? Kathleen O'Brien.
O'Brien?
Katie drew up to a stop.
Or O'Byrne.
Ezra pulled a piece of paper from his pocket. You are correct. O'Byrne.
I'm Kathleen O'Byrne.
The man's handsome face contorted. I asked you if you were my wife.
I'm not your wife, yet. What was your name again?
You should know. Katie rubbed her temple, the start of a headache forming at the edges. She probed her brain, but the name of her intended wasn't coming to her at all. Why did she leave the basket in the coach? Are you all right, miss? Chester asked.
I think I'm just worn out from the trip.